If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven. But he beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. So if you were to put that into modern day, or suppose I was up here telling you about, saying to you, for example, there's somebody here in the parish. Now, I have nobody in mind, so don't be trying to put it on somebody. There's somebody here in the parish, and he comes to Mass every day, but he's not an honest person. He's engaged in a lot of spurious activities or questionable activities. I know that he's cheated people in the past, and he has a lot of money, but there's a question mark about how he made so much money. But he's a member of the St. Vincent de Paul Society, and he's on the pastoral or on the parish council, and he's quite involved in the parish. But there's another guy who comes to Mass every morning, and I know that he's not a very nice person, that I got to go back and think and readjust a little bit. So that's the first fella, but he comes to Mass every morning and he prays as being a very good person. Now there's another man here, or person, doesn't necessarily mean a man, and he has had a lot of problems in his life, and he's lost a lot of jobs, and he's not very successful, and he's in many ways he's a loser. But he's a lot closer to God than the other fella who comes to Mass every day. You'd be wondering where I was coming from, and I'm beginning to wonder where I'm coming from myself at the moment. and how this is going to come to a conclusion. But put it in then into what I'm trying to say to you, that God in the person of Jesus did not come to make us good, but to make us truthful. And so somebody, for a good example of somebody who, you know, the first person telling God how wonderful he is and all the good things that he does, and he's attributing them all to himself. How good I have been. I'm a very good person. And there's a lot of people like that. And the other person, we say a recovering alcoholic or recovering from any addiction, what's the difference? The recovering person is truthful. He's aware of his own failures and his own faults and his own sins. He's aware that he's a loser. And in fact, if you think about it, we're all losers. We don't achieve anything on our own. So one guy is attributing to himself every good that he does and how wonderful he is. And the other poor guy knows his dependence. And I think that's the real point in the gospel this morning. He knows his dependence on God, his dependence on the Lord. And it's not about being good, but it's been about being prepared to surrender. And it's very easy for many of us who think we're good to be just like that Pharisee in the gospel this morning. But the more we become aware of our own failings, of our own faults, the nearer we come to who God wants us to be. God is more interested in us being truthful rather than being good.